Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then I thought it was a great weekend for the Memphis Tigers, man.
And why is that? Because they didn't play.
They got a W.
How?
Two W's. Because if you're interested in College game day coming to the University of Memphis, I think it was a very big weekend for you. USF takes care of business against North Texas.
Boy, did
they. See if USF can make it on our little fight song roundup next segment.
Let's see if we got the
spice one. That was something that we obviously needed. That was good news for the University of Memphis because you want that game to be as high profile as possible. So that was a good result. You also kind of wanted Alabama to beat Missouri because if you're looking ahead, you do see Missouri and Vanderbilt, and it feels like game day might look for an excuse to be able to go to Vanderbilt.
Sure.
Undefeated Missouri maybe would have been a good excuse. Bama takes care of business, and that one sneaks out with a win. Again, we might have a little bit more on that. But I think it sets up well now for the University of Memphis to potentially get College game day, not this coming weekend, but the next. You have to win. I think, what, UAB this weekend? You're three.
Well, are they going to get an interim coach bump?
Maybe. But you're three touchdown favorites. Go handle your business.
Yes.
This weekend. And then USF, I forget who they have. Somebody else who they're three touchdown favorites over, three or more.
Rice, so maybe?
It feels like if all things happen, we will have a good chance at game day. And, by the way, I heard from a little birdie yesterday. We all know how this game day process works. Usually, a few weeks in advance, ESPN gauges some interest, right? They want to know.
They scout out. They usually have like two or three.
Hosting them. Yeah.
Like they block off hotel rooms for their staff. But it's usually like two or three locations for every weekend.
A little birdie told me ESPN has made some preliminary contacts with the University of Memphis. Doesn't mean that they're going to get it.
They play FAU, by the way.
Okay, there you go. Doesn't mean that they're going to get it, but that's part of this process.
It's one of the locations they will be deciding upon.
Yes, which is exciting.
Yes.
So they got to handle business. Now, here's the one game I'm worried about.
All right.
There's two games I think Memphis has to worry about now in terms of the College game day setting.
Okay. Beyond LSU and A&M.
No, that's one of them. There's two games. It's LSU and A&M, and it's the one nobody's mentioned and no one's paying attention to, but if you look really closely, might be a problem. And that is FCS number one team, South Dakota State, playing against rival FCS number two team, or maybe I'm flipping the order there, North Dakota State. This is a game that, by the way, College game day went to in 2019 and then went to again, SDSU versus NDSU, went there in 2019, so 6 years ago, went there in 2022, so 3 years ago, so every 3 years roughly they've done it. And now you're coming up on potentially the number one versus number two team in the country in the FCS. We know game day likes to mix it up, likes to go to different places. That one's a little scary, right? I think there's some reason why you could make a very compelling argument that going to Memphis would be better than something like that, especially that LSU A&M game. A&M's been great, but the game's not at A&M, so it's not really that big of a reward for A&M. You're kind of rewarding an LSU team that's just been eh so far. Offense has been eh.
They are 7-1 or whatever. They're five and one now.
One game. That's true. They've only lost one game. But Clemson turned out to not be what we thought they were at all. And are they really going to do the SEC 3 weeks in a row? I think that's a good question because they're headed to Athens this weekend.
I do think you bring up a good point. When everyone starts scouting out the, okay, what are the other games? It feels like everybody just goes to ESPN and just goes to the, what is the FBS schedule? And they didn't click on the tab for FCS schedule because you are right. North Dakota State right now is number one and South Dakota State is number two.
That's the scary game. And it's something I don't think I've heard anyone mention yet. Maybe somebody has pointed that out online.
That one's worrisome
if you want game day.
They're both undefeated.
But here's the thing. Game day hasn't done an American game, I believe, you can double check me on this, since 2019 when they came to Memphis. So they're already way overdue to do... So
are we assuming we don't count Army-Navy?
Right, we don't count Army-Navy. Different. A totally different thing. So, you know, it feels like they're overdue for something like that. At some point, you would hope that they're going to reward Group of Five here. It's just... It's only worrisome because it's number one versus number two in FCS, you know. And there's really no other opportunity for the Group of Five that's going to stick out. So you hope that this is a chance that ESPN pounces on. They end up in Memphis. If they do come back, Jeffrey, where would you want them to do it? I don't think I want them back on Beale Street. Let's go somewhere else. Let's do something cool.
The only problem is if you do something Tiger Lane-ish, because it's still a construction site, I feel like that there's probably some logistic issues, and then it's probably not the best visual.
Maybe you want that visual.
Of, hey, this is what we're building.
Look, yeah. That's why game day is important, beyond being fun, right?
So
this is a gigantic billboard for conference realignment if you're able to land something like this. Memphis can put Ed Scott on the show. You know, Memphis can do, like, there's so much opportunity here. You know, everybody can bring their signs, whatever. It's a gigantic billboard for the University of Memphis.
Okay, so
you can win this weekend, and USF can win this weekend.
So I think the last American, Cincinnati hosted Tulsa in 2021. And Cincinnati, at that point, still the American.
Okay.
Army-Navy, we said we're not counting. So I'm in 2021. Let's see.
So we're long overdue.
I mean, we're talking 4+ years.
We are long overdue for ESPN to go to
America. And in 2022, that was the last time they did the FCS game that you're talking about. That was Montana State at Montana. In Bozeman.
They've also done an NDSU.
That was Fargo, was I think 2019. Let's see. I'm scrolling through. There was JMU, so that's Sun Belt, the JMU App State game when PFT did the picks. And then last year it appears everything was G5. Everything was P4 or better.
So we'll see. It feels like it's a fight, really. Between, I don't know. Do you think that they are willing to go to the SEC 3 out of 4 weeks?
So there's a couple of things there. Number one, are they willing? Logistically, it kind of makes sense for them because they're going to have their trucks there, whatnot. Like you're not having to rearrange your schedule. I do think what is true is ESPN is very sensitive to the accusations of SEC bias. And so I do think if they have another option that they would deem to be a very good option, I think they would be interested in that. And I think to mix it up, I think oftentimes, though, it kind of comes down to like, okay, I think the A&M LSU game is going to be the ABC Saturday night. So then they don't have to pay to send Herb Street. Like, remember last week we had the Herb Street flying from Eugene to Dallas, and like, let's follow him and his dog as they
Let's not pretend that like that's a rough flight, though.
No. But what I'm saying is it's expensive. That's about $30,000 or more. You know what I mean? Like, it's more stuff to spend money on. So I think you hit the nail on the head, though.
What game's a bigger threat?
I think you're
LSU,
right.
LSU, A&M, or North Dakota State, South Dakota?
So I'm looking. So North Dakota State this week has Indiana State. So they'll be a heavy favorite in that one. And then who does South Dakota State have? South Dakota State's got Murray State. I think that's a pretty big one, because I think they're both unlikely to lose, and they'll both be undefeated and playing.
I bet you no one thought we'd come in here talking about the
Well, you hit the nail on the head, because
today,
when everyone
but
is
I'm serious.
Looking that's, at no, when everyone's looking at the schedule, you don't scroll over to the FCS tab.
That's the scary one for me. I think that you're right. The SEC is 100% ESPN is 100% sensitive to the SEC bias accusations. You just had game day in Tuscaloosa for Vanderbilt, Alabama.
Yep.
That was a game, in my opinion, that didn't even deserve to have game day. And I would have rather them sent it to somewhere more fun than Tuscaloosa, a place that's had it a million times and doesn't make that big of a deal of it anymore. And that's not like a bragging thing. It's just like Tuscaloosa's not entertaining on game day anymore. It's
no,
not.
It's a very hollow.
It's tired at this point. And so, like, you just had that. Then you turn around and you go to Eugene. Now you're going to Athens for Georgia and Ole Miss. Very deserving game, by the way. Great, great game. Fine. Totally fine with that. And you're going to send them to another SEC school 3 out of the 4 weeks. I don't know how you can do that and not have people come at you.
I mean, to me, it all just starts with, okay, control what you can control. Like, all right, South Florida, go beat FAU, and then Memphis has to beat UAB, and then root like hell for either Indiana State or Murray State.
I imagine this is something that Ryan Silverfield will get asked about today. What do you think the answer is to, you know, a question like this? It's something people are I promise you, every single show today on this radio station will be talking about the potential of College game day. It's something people get excited about. But what do you say if you're Ryan Silverfield in that situation? You still have another game.
We can only control what we can. Don't you just give some answer, some variation of the answer that I just gave, where it's like, listen, if we don't win this week, it doesn't matter. So we've got to go and we've got to control that, because it's not like you can like run a real campaign. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in the end, ESPN's going to make a television decision.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think that you do have a little bit of an obligation to the school to campaign a little bit.
No, because
it'd be such a big deal.
I'm with you on that, but like, you know? I guess my deal is, I don't know how effective it would be, but yes, obviously you're going to say, hey, listen, come showcase two of the best programs in America. These are playoff teams. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that, there you go. Well, we got business to handle this weekend, and I got a tough UAB team that I got to focus on. But
we don't even know if they're going to run the same offense, whatnot. They made a coaching change.
So that's our number one concern. We got to go 1-0 this week. But if that were to happen, I think that'd be great for the school. I think it'd be great for the conference. You know, the American Conference is having a great year this season. And notice how I said American. I didn't say American Conference is having
really
a great year
off
this
the
season.
Tongue.
And I think it'd be totally deserving of something like that. That's all you got to say. You can do both, right? But I imagine here, you know, I think he's going to have his press conference after this show ends. But I would imagine Silverfield will probably get asked about it.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.